Sue Sweet. Marie, a federal prosecutor, is calling for a prison term for a 68-year-old local man recently convicted of trafficking fentanyl. Joseph Powes should be sentenced to 4 years in a federal penitentiary, Ben Pritchard argued Monday. At his age, rehabilitation isn't possible, the Crown told Superior Court Justice Michael Varpio. Pointing to Powes's lengthy 50-year criminal record, Pritchard noted it began 1 month after his 18th birthday and continued to the day he was convicted of these offenses. Varpio found him guilty of possession of two narcotics, fentanyl and crystal methamphetamine, for the purpose of trafficking in September. Powes was found with 12.7 grams of green fentanyl, 7.5 grams of purple fentanyl and 2 grams of crystal meth when police pulled him over for rolling through a stop sign on October 5, 2021. His record includes 3 previous convictions of possession for the purpose of trafficking, as well as a significant one for production of drugs in 2012, Pritchard said. It also has a host of other offenses, including a weapons conviction 12 years ago where he was sentenced to 3 months in jail. The prosecutor cited a number of aggravating factors, including the nature of fentanyl and the quantity Powes had, approximately 20 grams of powdered fentanyl. Sault Ste. Marie is suffering an opioid crisis and it's one of the worst in the province, he said. The public is well aware of the extent of the crisis and the cost of it. Denunciation is the primary purpose in this sentencing and 4 years is the range, he suggested, adding, 3 years is rock bottom for this matter. Defense lawyer Ken Walker asked the judge to impose a conditional sentence of 2 years less a day, which his client would serve in the community. Powes had a leg amputated last year and is still recuperating. He keeps going back and more is taken off. He's in pain and there are times he's immobilized, Walker said. He's concerned about custody. He can't face custody like someone of 25 years of age. The defense pointed out, there is a significant gap which stands out like a sore thumb between 2012 and 2022, in Powes's record. This indicates earlier rehabilitation of some sort was successful. Walker said the court can impose a house arrest sentence for this particular offender and his circumstances. You're not handcuffed, he told Varpio. You are free to impose a conditional sentence. When the judge asked if he wanted to say anything, Powes struggled to stand up and nearly fell over. My life has changed quite a bit since I got my leg cut off, he said. I have 24 hours of pain. Powes will return to court on October 30, at which time a date will be set for Varpio to impose a sentence.